Sentinels pilot.
Come over here, Sentinels. Beautiful impression, or maybe terrifying. Kind of hot. So, Sentinels, you've done a fantastic job. You're going around, you're hunting the ships. I love what you're doing.
Yes.
Now, I just have one question, because I'm going through my notes. You guys get rid of the bodies that are useless, and you turn them to sludge, and then you feed it back to the bodies, yes?
The old recycling program.
I can't help but notice on my notes you got rid of the one they called Neo. He appears to be, I'm just counting my numbers, he was number one.
Number one.
He wasn't dead.
What do you mean?
What did you do? Why did you let him go?
Juices. We wanted his juices.
What a weird thing to say. Hello and welcome to the podcast that is brave enough to ask the question, can we add Arnie? My name is Alan Ordworth and I am joined by Corey Sutton. Hello.
Hello, Alan.
We have had a lot of positive feedback. A lot of people getting involved in the group, but we want more.
Much more. I want people sending us movie recommendations on the daily.
Not for the podcast, just for me, really. I want potential guests, because we're starting to explore that avenue of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe slide into Arnie's DMs and be like, hey, if you got like a Friday arvo free, let me look at this message.
Don't send us joke movie messages like Debbie Does Dallas or something.
What's wrong
like
with that? Let's do that. In this new movie. I'm Debbie.
No clothes.
Come here, Dallas. I'm going to do you.
I've never been to Dallas.
Yeah, this sounds wonderful, like movie experience. The budget's so minimal. I don't know if that one, but good call. Today's movie, but we are doing The Matrix.
One of the modern classics of a sci-fi. I say modern. It's, what, 24 years old now? It came out in
1999.
Far out.
Yeah. Really jumping on that whole Y2K fear thing. You're a bit young for that, Corey, but I tell you what, my generation, we were freaking out.
You thought the world was going to end on, like, the year when the millennium kind of ticked over, computers would die.
Mainly we're afraid of how many more musicians were going to capitalize on it and make music about it. We already had Prince, and then we had Will Smith with Millennium, and we were a little bit more afraid of that than the actual world ending, but that's pretty much what you had to be afraid of back then. More Will Smith music.
I mean, to be fair, I'm still afraid of Will Smith.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, you do talk a lot about his wife.
Back then it was... Yeah. I'm well overdue for that slap.
Absolutely. But we're not here to talk about Will Smith, despite our spin-off podcast, which will be Can We Add Will Smith?
And according to Hollywood,
no. Today, we're trying to add Arnie to The Matrix. The Matrix, 1999, like we said, huge movie. One of the biggest at the time, in the sense that it really just got amongst everything pop culture. Every parody was made for it. The slow motion bullet scene was just what every kid did in the playground.
I did that in the playground. It was amazing. Like, you just like, yeah, throw the ball at me. And then you would think that you were being Neo, bending backwards and defying gravity. Really.
But really, you were just a tool on the ground.
Yeah.
No! Just trying to move your arm slowly. I remember Scary Movie really doing it as well. Do you remember Scary Movie? It was like Matrix was their bread and butter. They did all the slow motion fighting. They did, yeah, they loved it. They loved it.
I think I read somewhere that Matrix in 1999 really kind of launched the age of slow-mo shootout scenes.
That's
prior
true.
To that, it wasn't really a big thing.
No, I remember like Face Off and all those sort of movies had these awesome shootout scenes, but Matrix was its own thing. Keanu Reeves, it was his kind of big movie, obviously Speed, and he'd done a bunch of stuff, but this movie was the one where it was like, oh, he is like so cool.
Put him on the map.
And sexy. There, I said it. We also had our very own Australian actor get a bit of a nod in this one as well as Agent Smith.
Hugo Weaving.
Yeah.
What a legend. When I first heard him, when I rewatched this film.
Lord of the Rings.
I was like, is this Elrond? I'm getting Elrond vibes. And obviously, I knew it was Elrond, but that's all I could hear. Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, all the other characters in there and actors. This is going to be an interesting one for us because I've got to be honest, as far as movies, unlike the other week when we did Crocodile Dundee, this is almost a perfect movie. There's not a lot to change. However, will the movie benefit from the addition of Arnold Schwarzenegger? The answer is always yes.
Absolutely. I agree. It is a very hard film for us to kind of insert Arnie into.
Yep.
But that's why we started the podcast, baby.
That's it. Let's read the synopsis and get an idea for those of you who haven't seen it.
Now, I would just like to clarify, mm-hmm. for a film that is all about artificial intelligence, I have used artificial intelligence to construct this synopsis because I didn't want to do any of the hard work.
I'm very surprised the computer didn't explode when you did that because, I mean, that was what we were afraid of, Y2K, our computers blowing up.
Funnily enough, me using that means the machines are winning.
Oh, that's true.
Mm.
This is The Matrix. This does explain why I was able to run around the walls earlier. Oh, no, wait. That's the cocaine.
The Matrix is a sci-fi film set in a dystopian future where artificial intelligence has enslaved humanity in a simulated reality called The Matrix. The story follows Neo, a computer hacker, who discovers the truth and joins a group of rebels led by Morpheus. They believe Neo is the prophesied savior, the one, destined to free humanity. The film explores the blurred lines between reality and illusion as Neo undergoes mind-bending training and confronts the powerful agents within the Matrix. Filled with groundbreaking special effects, martial arts, and philosophical undertones, The Matrix is a thrilling journey into the world of virtual deception and human liberation.
Absolutely. I did notice when you said blurred lines, your accent changed a little bit. I thought the Robin Thicke of you was about to come out.
I was literally thinking about Robin Thicke at the time.
I almost took my top off and started dancing behind you.
I wouldn't have blamed you.
Look, it's such a good movie. It is absolute perfection, but there is obviously a place for Arnie in this movie. So let's start, before we get to the main characters, just characters that we would like to invent to appear in this movie. This is the one I've had a bit of a hard time with, to be honest, because I feel like adding any more cast members, you're almost overdoing it, because the cast members they've got is enough. In fact, I would argue they've got one too many agents.
It's an exceptional cast. I think from everyone inside the Nebuchadnezzar, you've got all these kind of random people like Tank, who operates the computer on some kind of thing.
You get really sad when they all kind of died the way they did.
Yeah, definitely.
And hate Cypher more than you really should, considering it's a fictional movie.
What a dirtbag.
Yeah, did you like abuse him on Twitter and get drunk? No, just make cool.
No.
Okay, interesting. I do need to apologize to that actor. But characters, Corey.
Yeah, I think it's very hard to add something to this film because it's all there.
Yeah.
The only thing that I noticed on my rewatch was the fact that we don't really have a figurehead for the machines.
Okay.
You could argue that you got Hugo Weaving, but he is just a pawn
in the Matrix,
he literally talks about that.
Yeah, he talks about how like he wants like with Zion and blah 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 blah. What happens after they've done their mission? So yeah, you're right. There is no figurehead. I know the sequels come out and they kind of explain even more about it. That's when they really lose me. By the way, I'm like, what is happening?
I believe it struggled a lot after the first film to kind of really tie the story all together.
But a figurehead, what have you got in mind?
Well, I know that in the later films they do come up with weird kind of names like the Architect.
Oh, that's right, yes.
And so on and so forth. So I thought, well, why don't we just have a figurehead called the Engineer?
Okay.
The one who engineered all the machines.
Yes, yes.
That was my idea of creating some kind of character for Arnie. But the thing is, it's so thin of my creation because I feel like I can't fit it in properly. Because the story and the characters are so perfect already.
Or maybe it's like an Arnold Schwarzenegger role, and he's kind of very Terminator-esque, you know, let's be honest. Like, he nailed that role, why not bring it over? And he's chatting to what's the machines called that attack the ship? Sentinels?
Sentinels, the squid monsters.
So it's like him with them, and he's just like, hey, guys, you're doing such a good job.
All right,
come over here, Sentinels. And they come in, beautiful impression, or maybe terrifying. Kind of hot. So, Sentinels, you've done a fantastic job. You're going around, you're hunting the ships. I love what you're doing.
Yes, engineer.
Now, I just have one question because I'm going through my notes. You guys get rid of the bodies that are useless and you turn them to sludge and then you feed them back to the bodies, yes?
Your recycling program.
I can't help but notice on my notes you got rid of the one they called Neo.
Yes, useless.
No, now he's not useless. I'm looking here at my notes. He appears to be, I'm just counting my numbers. He was number one. He
yes.
was the one!
Of the one!
He wasn't dead!
What do you mean?
What did you do? Why did you let him go?
Juices. We wanted his juices.
What a weird thing to say. You're freaking me out. I'm going to let this is a rhythm warning for all of you. You need to do better. You need to double down.
What happens after one written warning?
No, that's it. That's it all. You got one rhythm warning, and you're done.
Done?
And then you turn into one of the pods. We reuse everything around here. It's called recycling. Yes, you weird Dracula-sounding thing.
Don't turn me into a pod. your blood.
And then you can imagine the Sentinels like leaving after the chat, and they're just like,
oh, how did you go with the buzz? Like, oh, no, he's kind of mad at me. I don't want to talk about it.
It's like, oh, well, like, back to the grindstone, and then they leave. It's a pretty good character. Look, I'm going to be honest. That's us forcing Arnie in.
Yeah, and it's like a square peg round hole scenario. It's
really
not going to work.
But swapping characters out for Arnie. Now, this is something we can get around. I'm not going to take the easy way out here. some of us could just go, you know what, just swap in Arnie into one of the characters that die early on in the Matrix. You know, like, they're cool character names. They're all, like, looking awesome with their cool outfits. You put Arnie in that easy. No, 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 no. Main characters, baby. I'm talking. I'm going to kick it off right now. Agent Smith.
Huge.
It's a huge role. And once again, this is an I Hate Australian podcast. I know we've gone for Sam Neill in the past with Jurassic Park, but Hugo Weaving, he does a great job. But could you imagine Arnie in that role?
Absolutely. That was the first one that I kind of came to mind when I was watching. And I think part of it is because Agent Smith gives off a Terminator vibe of an unstoppable machine that is callous and cold and capable of terminating anything in his way. And he does.
Absolutely. And he's super strong, but Hugo Weaving doesn't look super strong. You know who looks super strong? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That guy was Mr. Universe.
Mr. Universe. He owned all the universes, and he could own the Matrix universe as well. In particular, there's so many good scenes with Agent Smith, but I would love just the particular scene of when Morpheus has been abducted, they've got him, and then it's the interrogation before the helicopter comes and saves the day, and he's just like, Morpheus, I'd like to share a revelation during my time here. It came to me when I tried to classify your species. I realized you're not actually mammals. Every mammal on this planet instinctively develops a natural equilibrium with the surrounding environment. But you humans, you do not. You move in an area and you multiply until every natural resource is consumed. The only way you can survive is to spread to another area. There is another organism on this planet that follows the same pattern. Do you know what that is? Don't talk, it's redundant! It's a virus. Human beings are a disease, a cancer of this planet. You are a plague! And we are the cure. I mean, come on.
It's great.
That's good stuff.
It's really good stuff. And it's a speech that would put Arnie on the map.
He would have got an Oscar for that.
Absolutely. He probably would have reconsidered running for Californian governor.
Absolutely. Such a cool role. Obviously, all the fight scenes as well. I love the idea of him just rocking a suit as well. I think Arnie always looks good in a suit, right?
Mate, imagine the cost and the budget they'd have to spend on suits, though, because he's huge.
That's true. But then, of course, he'd be worth the quote for just the Mr. Anderson. Actually, I don't know if that is it.
Anderson.
Is that as cool, but Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, it's almost comical in a way.
Yeah, it's a little bit humorous. Mr. Anderson.
He actually has these great, like, that's the second kind of interrogation scene that Mr. Anderson gets in the film.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's the opening one that he has with Neo as well.
Yes, probably
like the first half an hour where he's kind of saying, you can either just forget about all this and go back to being a normal guy by, you know, obeying the law, or we'll make this very difficult for you.
It's very cool. Very cool. There are some pivotal scenes that are worth acknowledging. The training montage, when he's like learning, I know Kung Fu.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool moment, right?
That is a very cool moment. I often get kind of distracted in that, kind of going, oh, gee, imagine if I had that potential to just upload any kind of skill to my brain. What would I pick?
I would pick Arnie impressions to perfect them.
Yeah, that was actually my first thing I was thinking as well. It's like, give me a level 10 Arnie impression, please. Hello.
I know Arnie. That'd be pretty cool. I don't know if you saw the meme that, I didn't even think it was a meme, it was like a video back in the day. It was in the rounds forever. You know the bit where Morpheus is like beating the shit out of Neo, and then Neo's like all gas. He's like, oh my God, I'm losing. And Morpheus is like, you think that's air you're breathing? That prior to that, they edited him doing a big fart. And it's always just it's like, And I just always think of that when I watch that scene. You've never seen this?
I've never seen that meme before.
All right. Well, we'll work on that.
It must be the age gap.
It must be the age gap or the maturity gap. Maybe you have more mature friends. You were saying to me you'd love to see Morpheus.
I think Morpheus is a fantastic pick for Arnie in this film. Like, he's the leader of the rebel group seeking to overthrow the Matrix.
Yep.
And he believes that Neo is this prophesied savior.
Yep.
And the energy that Lawrence Fishburne gives off, the actor of Morpheus in this film.
Very good.
Oh, it's incredible. It is incredible. He is always in control. He's wise, but then he backs it up with his kung fu scenes.
And that's true.
And I go, that to me is where we need Arnie.
Okay.
That's how it would be. And particularly the red pill, blue pill scene.
Oh, yes.
Pivotal moment in the scene. It's probably the biggest kind of, I guess, plot point where that's where the whole story then takes off, because he does go down the rabbit hole and he sees where it leads from there.
Give me a taste. I want to see that. Give me a taste as Arnie is Morpheus in that scene. I want it.
Neo.
Yeah? Yeah?
Neo.
Yeah?
This is your last chance. After this, there's no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe.
Oh, that sounds lovely. I'll take that. Thank you so much. Oh, wait. No,
no, wait. No. I haven't finished.
Okay. Sorry.
Oh, Neo, wait.
It's just I have a really good bed.
We really haven't given
you... It's a Sealy.
Oh, you got a Sealy?
It's very good.
Has it got the cooling gel?
It does, and a massive pillow top.
Enough about the bed!
Okay, yeah, yep.
You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
That's not a euphemism, is it? Because I've been tricked before.
No, there's no sexual euphemism here.
Okay, cool. Yep, all right.
And remember, all I'm offering is the truth.
Is there a third pill?
This one here is an antidepressant.
Oh, I'll take one of those for sure. All right, let me...
Oh, no, right. That's too many.
Okay, well, it just gives me a bit more
Have you got
focus.
Mental health issues, Neo?
Of course. So, red pill...
You stay in Wonderland.
Okay.
And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Okay, all right. So
I expose to you the Matrix. You see the world how it really is.
Do I have to wear as much PVC as you guys are wearing?
Absolutely. You get jacket. You get cool jacket.
Okay.
Black. You get sunglasses as well.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. And I'll just stay right here in this planet and just live my best life.
No, it's not a best life.
Okay.
It's the opposite of a best life. We don't have cooling gel beds on my spaceship.
Spaceship?
There's a lot in the rabbit hole.
Okay. I might just grab another one of these antidepressants. Thank you.
That's all right. You want some anti-anxieties as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, plenty. How many pills have you got? Because there's a lot of pills here. I'm just going to take them all. All right. Oh, no, I've done the red and the blue.
Oh, gosh.
That was a mistake. I don't know why my brain went M&M and I just grabbed them.
Trinity, he took both. What do we do?
That's all right. There's a mirror right here. I'll make sure to press it. And don't you love that scene where the mirror's there? Because as a kid, I was like, why is he touching the mirror? It like moves. It's
like a liquidy kind of thing.
Yeah, and he's just like, whoa, that's cool. And then he like touches it and then it goes in his hands. It gets on him and he's just like, he's like, it's cold. It's cold. And then he's like, and then it has this weird, like, digital kind of effect that comes into his mouth right as he's like, and kind of does this thing. In fact, you know what? I'm going to do a mention right now to Ethan, who edits our podcast at Noise Pilot right now. Let's get Ethan to add that to my Arnie impression doing it. So same scene with Arnie. Oh, no. It's cold. It's on my arm. Now!
That was so accurate.
Thank you very much. I don't want Arnie to touch in any other Neo role. I think him as Morpheus works really well.
Yeah, I think he really works well as Morpheus. It's a perfect role for him. He doesn't die. He's kind of the hero.
Mm-hmm.
Not the main character, which I think is fine for Arnie at that 1999 kind of stage of his career as well.
That's true.
Where his action's kind of winding down. He's moving more into the sage role of who he is.
Yep.
About politics.
Yep.
Wants to stay culturally relevant, though. Kids will love him.
That's true. Quick pitch, him is Trinity.
Okay, let's break this down.
All right, he's the love interest.
I know we're joking, but let's just be serious
for
a moment.
All right, let's be serious.
No. I think for a lot of young men.
Yep. Oh, here we go. Yes, Corey.
She's very attractive in that film.
Yeah, she is.
And she not only is she attractive, but she's just badass.
She is.
And it just, I know for a fact that there was a lot of teenage boys who watched The Matrix and fell in love with Trinity for exactly what she appeared to be in that film.
And what did she appear to be?
In control. I always found it interesting. The one thing I did note is that there were several scenes where she would take off her... What is the jacket? It's not leather.
No, it's that PVC. It's like what they use to like at goth raves and stuff.
Okay, because everyone had them.
Yeah.
She takes
No, no, just to be clear. No, we didn't. We did not have them. I had them. In fact, I'm wearing it right now. You hear me leave a room. And it looks very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it does. Like, you'd be tight and sweaty and hot and whatever.
And it wouldn't breathe. And it would be like you'd be so wet underneath it and not in a hot way. And you'd unzip and just be splash. And then you're, like, doing flips and stuff in it. And also you're trying to sneak around as well. Oh, there's bad guys over there. Better sneak around. Surprise.
Hey, did you hear something? Yeah, see that noise? Is there ducks in here?
If there wasn't the cool music playing while they're doing the shooting scenes and everything, it would just literally be like... It wouldn't be cool. So they needed the music.
Yeah. So as I was saying...
Sorry, yes. Very distracted.
She would take off that jacket. I think she did it 3 times.
Okay.
And I think she exposes herself. Oh, sorry. No, she doesn't.
I was not watching that movie. goodness.
Underneath the jacket,
yep.
She's wearing like a crop top or something like that.
Yeah.
And you kind of go,
oh. Okay, Corey, I feel like we've learnt more and more about you. More than I'd like, if I'm being honest.
Are you telling me that there's not a bunch of like nerds out there who didn't think the same thing?
So my last pitch.
As a nerd myself.
Yeah. My last pitch, The Oracle. Small role, but I would love to see Arnie in it. And here's why I'd love to see Arnie in it. We get introduced to the character, and the first thing The Oracle pretty much says is just, hey, nice to meet you. Don't worry about the vase. And then Keanu Reeves does this classic, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, what do you mean?
Oh, I'm
How did you know?
Oh, I'm sorry about the verse. I said, don't worry about it. And then what's the next thing he does? What the Oracle does? What's the next thing the Oracle does?
Talks about cookies.
Put the cookie down. Put the cookie down. We know how much fun he has delivering that line. So he's trying to explain the prophecy to Neo. He's distracted because Neo's eating a delicious cookie. Also, he's been busy trying to bend a spoon with the kid on the outside. I don't know why.
Australian kid as well.
Yeah, there's like a waiting room of kids out there. Anyway, why are they there?
I think that because they're considered to have potential.
Okay.
To be a part of the, pulled out of the Matrix because they can help the battle and join Zion or something like
that. Okay, that makes sense. I didn't get that. I just got a bunch of weird kids just hanging out in her lobby. It's like, get out of here. It's like, okay, so I'm like the one? And then she's like, put the cookie down.
I think it'll work well. I'm going to walk into the room as Neo.
Please.
And you can be Arnie as the Oracle.
Okay, yep.
And let's see where this goes.
Please.
I'm looking for the Oracle.
Oh, you're a lot cuter than I expected. I see why she likes you.
Oh, who likes me?
Well, you sure are a dumb shit. Hey, and don't worry about the vase.
What do you mean?
What did I say?
You said not to worry about it, but you're angry.
I'm very worried. God damn it.
Was that an heirloom?
No, why would I put an heirloom right by the front door? What a silly place to put a vase. It's more on me.
Because it's a feature piece.
I bet you're wondering now, if I hadn't said anything, would you have knocked over the vase?
That doesn't make much sense to me.
Welcome to the Matrix. What has Morpheus told you?
Morpheus, he said that I might be the one.
I don't think you're the one. I think you're the one who broke my vase. You son of a bitch.
I didn't mean to. I'll put it back together.
No. I'll get the kid to do it. The one that bent the spoons.
He's pretty good. Is he the one?
No, he's not the one. There's no one.
What do you mean there's no one?
There's no one that can fix the vase right now because you broke it. I'm going to take these cookies out. One moment.
What kind of cookies are you baking?
Why are you so obsessed with the cookies?
I'm hungry.
Okay, you know that everything...
It's hard work. Do you know how hot and sweaty I am in this thing?
Oh, it's very... It's noisy.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, can we get that mop for the floor? Please. Now, I'm going to give you one of these cookies to take with you while your good friend Morpheus is about to get kidnapped and all your best friends are about to die. I mean...
Well, the cookie... What did you say about Morpheus?
I mean, enjoy the cookie and have a good day.
Well, hold on. Can I take one for Morpheus as well?
Oh, you won't need it. He'd be very stale by the time you end up seeing him later.
What do you mean I don't need it?
Yeah, it's a fine. Take one for Trinity, but...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I got Cypher with me as well.
Oh, no, don't. You don't. Yeah, no, he's a... Yeah. All right, give him a cookie as well.
Okay, that's three cookies.
He can have the one that's on the floor. Let me pick it back up.
Okay,
there you go.
So three cookies.
Okay. Well, just take the tray. Here you go. Take the tray. It's hot.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah. And don't put it against your weird material outfit. It will melt to you.
Sorry, the Oracle, the tray has melted to me. I'm stuck.
Get out.
No, I mean, the tray...
Put the cookie down!
I can't. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The cookie tray.
Get out!
Okay, goodbye.
Get out! Jesus. Hey, kid, come back in here. Where's the bendy spoon kid? Come in. Bendy kid, hello!
Hello.
Did you see the man I was speaking to?
Yeah, I did, mate.
Had a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And I told him he wasn't the one, but guess what?
Yeah?
He is the one.
Oh, he is
the one.
That might have been handy information to tell him.
No, because if I told him, he'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm the one, and just walk into a gunshot and be like, well, how did that happen? He has to think he's not, and then he becomes the one. Yeah, you get it.
Yeah,
you now fix this vase.
You got any forks?
No, you keep bending them.
But I like it. I like to bend.
For some reason, the child's voice changed from being Australian to some sort of goblin partway through.
Yeah, it was okay. He had goblin vibes, so I totally understand where you're going with it.
Mm.
I can see that. That kid was weird looking.
How'd it lose its hair?
I had it from bending spoons too much. Maybe he bent his hair. Also, you don't ask someone where they lost their hair. It could be very personal. Would you ask Morpheus?
It's a good point.
Yeah.
I mean, you could start out at alopecia, but it's just downhill from there,
and
really.
And then it's full circle and you're getting a slap from Will Smith's wife. I think it's safe to say we can't add Arnie. I don't want him as Neo. Keanu Reeves, you're safe for this one, I think. Now, if you enjoyed this podcast, tell your friends, tell your family.
And tell your mum. Mums love us the most.
That is true. We are very popular with mum communities. Of course, if you want to help us out, you can like, share, review.
Yeah, it should probably go like something like this. Oh, that was a pretty good podcast.
I'm going to ring up someone on the wireless and let them know. Hey, mate. Bum, 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 bum. You bloody love this podcast, mate.
Oh, what's the name of the podcast?
Oh, it's called Camry and Arnie, man. It's a pretty good podcast.
What do you mean, Arnie?
Oh, it's in the movie star. I think he's a fictional person, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, I like that guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Give him a like and a share and a follow. Thanks for listening. What is this voice? I don't know what it is. I know it's offending someone, but I don't know who.
Come at us.
Come at us. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.